Father, as we gather together to worship you, to sing your praise, to celebrate how good you are, to open your word together and hear your word to us today. By your Spirit, would you be at work in each of us? Grow us up in you, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. This Advent, we've been giving our attention to Jesus, the light of the world. John begins with the pre-existent word, the one who was with God and who was himself God, the creator of all things. In verse 4 of John 1, he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We learn in verse 8 that John the baptizer, was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. Jesus is the life, the light of the world, the true light who was coming into the world. John 1 verse 14 describes the wonder of this entrance of light into our dark world. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only begotten, the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The eternal Word became human, took on flesh, pitched his tent among us. Jesus is the light of the world, the only begotten Son of God, puts on display the glory of God. He shows us God's grace. He shows us God's truth in ways that we can comprehend. Verse 18 says, no one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. God become flesh makes God invisible known to us. The only begotten God makes his Father known. Jesus said in John 8, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 12 says, I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. Jesus is the light, and he invites us into his light, to walk in his light. In John 12, Jesus is looking forward to his death, and he warns that it is urgent that that people would believe in him while the light is shining. Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Light is among you for a little while longer. While you have the light, believe in the light, become sons of the light. That's John, the Gospel of John. Gospel of Matthew uses the words of Isaiah 9 to describe the coming of Jesus as light. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. For those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. Jesus is the true light who entered our world, the great light shining into the darkness, chasing the shadows of death away. What I want to look at this morning is Matthew chapter 5. That was Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says something startling to his followers. Jesus, to his disciples, to his followers, says, you are the light of the world. Let that sink in. Jesus, the true light who came into our world, who gives light to everyone, Jesus now turns to his disciples and says, "You are the light of the world." How do you feel about that? We admire, we stand in awe, we worship Jesus. He is the true light, unrivaled, unequaled, unattainable in his perfections. He has life in himself. He is the self-existent one. And that life is light, glorious, brilliant, flawless. But he turns to us and commissions us. He is about to leave this earth. You are to be the light of the world. How is that even possible? Look at what Paul says to the saints in Colossae. Colossians chapter 1, verse 11. "May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him." Jesus is one of a kind, unparalleled, unique. There is no one like him. He is the only begotten Son. He is the creator of all that exists, and everything that exists, exists for his pleasure. Jesus is the flawless image of the invisible God, the perfect reflection of his Father. He is the true light that shines in the darkness. We are not qualified. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We can't reflect the glory of the Father like Jesus did. Paul tells the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, "At one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." He doesn't just say that we were in the dark or that we were less bright, just kind of dark. We were darkness. That was our identity. That's who we were. Jesus is the light. We were darkness. Unworthy, disqualified, but now, precious words, but now you are light in the Lord. In Jesus, because we are in Jesus, because we are connected to him, we have been given a new name, a new identity. Now, You were darkness. Now you are children of light. Now you are light in the Lord. Colossians says that the Father has qualified us. He has made us sufficient. He has made us competent, fit. He has made us qualified to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He rescued us out of the kingdom of darkness. He transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Our allegiance has been transferred to a different kingdom with an infinitely better king. Jesus redeemed us. He bought us out of slavery at the cross. Jesus purchased our forgiveness. He canceled, Colossians 2 says, the record of debt that stood against us, nailing it to his cross. We were darkness, but we have been made competent to be light now in this world. We give thanks to the Father because this is his gift to us. We receive it. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 says this, you yourselves like living stones are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Acceptable. We are priests offering spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God. We have nothing in and of ourselves to offer that's acceptable to God. What we have in and of ourselves is our sin. Peter draws a contrast between us who believe and those who do not believe in Jesus. And then in verse 9 he says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We've been chosen. We've been called out of darkness, called into light, his marvelous light. We are his. We belong. We belong to him. We are a people for his own possession. We've been made acceptable through the once for all sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins are gone. Washed away, cast as far as the east is from the west, buried in the deepest sea. He chooses to remember them no more because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross. We have been called out of darkness and are now in the light. And we are to proclaim the excellencies of Jesus. We are to point others to the true light. Acts 26. When Saul the persecutor was knocked to the ground by a brilliant, blinding light, brighter than the sun, the light of Jesus. Jesus said to him, rise. Stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people, from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. God commissioned Paul to open blind eyes, to turn people from darkness to light, to rescue people from the grip of the devil. Those who believe in Jesus receive forgiveness of every sin. Those who believe in Jesus are identified among the saints. Those who are sanctified, those who are set apart, made holy by faith, by believing, by depending on Jesus alone. Paul in 2 Corinthians 4 describes this ministry with which he was entrusted. He says, I received this ministry by the mercy of God. I didn't deserve it. In fact, he was on his way to kill Christians, to persecute and imprison Christians, followers of Jesus. I received this ministry by the mercy of God. He desires that everyone would see the light of the good news of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. He says in verse 5, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, sovereign, Yahweh, with ourselves as your servants. For Jesus' sake, for God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God's powerful word created light in Paul's dark heart. Light to see Jesus for who he was, who he is. Paul was called now to open other blind eyes to the light of the good news, the gospel of the glory of Jesus Christ. But he did not seek to draw attention to himself. He proclaimed Jesus Christ as Lord. He was among people as one who serves them. He says in 2 Corinthians 4, 7, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. Light had shone in Paul's dark heart, and he was commissioned to carry that light to others, but he carried around that darkness-destroying, eye-opening light in a fragile earthen vessel. He was afflicted. He was perplexed. He was persecuted. He was struck down. Verse 10, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. The powerful, overcoming light of Jesus shone out of his fractured, fragile frame so that Jesus could be seen for who he really is. So that his life, which is the light of men, would shine even more brightly. So that it was evident that the surpassing power was not from Paul himself. It belonged to God, shining through this jar of clay. With all this in mind, let's go back to Matthew chapter 5, where Jesus calls us, his followers. He calls us the light of the world. Jesus compares his followers to a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Conspicuous, seen for miles. He compares his followers to a lamp put on a stand, which is designed to give light to everyone in the house. Matthew 5. What's the context of Matthew 5, verse 14? You are the light of the world. It's always helpful to look at the context of a verse to see, what are we talking about here? Context of Matthew chapter 5 is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes. Blessed are those who are the poor in spirit, those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. He calls us salt and light in the world. Jesus is calling us to follow him, to reflect his character, poor in spirit, meek, hungry for righteousness, peacemaker, persecuted. He calls us to follow him. to reflect his character as he reflects the character of his Father. And Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." This is where grammar gets really important. You, plural, are the light, singular. Y'all are the one light. Y'all together, the body of Christ. He doesn't say you individually, each of you are lights. Doesn't say that. He doesn't say y'all plural are lights plural. He says y'all corporately, together as the body of Christ, all of you together are the one light. You all together make up one light shining in the darkness. Y'all together are the light of the world. We need each other. We desperately need the fellowship of the saints, the brothers and sisters in Christ. We need the body. We need to be connected with the body. He says in verse 16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Y'all are the light of the world. That is your new identity in Christ. Y'all together, let your light shine so that others can see it. But let the good works that we do shine in such a way that attention is not drawn to us. But look at how great they are. No. It ought to put on display the life of Jesus in us, shining through us, fractured, fragile, earthen vessels, sinners, forgiven, transformed by God's amazing grace into sons and daughters of the light, so that God gets all the glory. Let's pray. Jesus, you have called us to an infinitely high calling. Jesus, you are the true light that shines in the darkness. And you have commissioned us, your church, believers throughout the globe, throughout history, to be the light of the world. To reflect your character, your nature, who you are, to point people to you, to bear witness about how you transform sinners into sons and daughters of the light. Those who were darkness, you've given us a new identity. Thank you for your amazing grace and mercy toward us. Enable us by your Spirit to walk in our new identity. Not to hide under a basket, under the bed, but to boldly stand and let our light shine. Not so we get attention, not so we get glory, but so you are seen to be great, one who transforms sinners into saints. Transfers those who loved the deeds of darkness into those who are willing to be vulnerable, exposed for who we really are by the light and transformed, made new inside, new hearts, new desires, new affections. Holy Spirit, thank you for that work that you do, that regenerating new birth work that you do in our hearts. May we walk in your strength so that you get all the glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve. Communion. Reminders of the gospel. This great, glorious, good news that we celebrate as the church, the family of believers, that we have been called out of darkness into his glorious light, and we proclaim the excellencies of him, not ourselves. Jesus is God from all eternity, who came down, became human, to die in our place, to die in my place, for my sins, so that I can be part of his new creation. We together are his new creation in Christ. So if you're a believer in Jesus, if you're clinging only to Jesus, take bread, take juice, hold those in your hand to reflect on what he did to transform you. Reflect on the transformation that already has taken place, that is ongoing, as he's giving you a new heart, new desires, new affections. The old is gone, the new has come. Walk in the light. What an amazing treasure we've been given. The good news that Jesus died so that we could have life. The light now shining through us to the world. You are commissioned to bring the light of the glory of the good news in the face of Jesus Christ to the nations, to the world, to our community, to your neighbors, to family, to friends, acquaintances, strangers. You've been commissioned. And if that feels heavy, thank God that he didn't leave us alone. He says, I will be with you even to the end of the age. I will send my spirit, another comforter, to be in you, to empower you, to do what I've called you to do, because I know it's impossible for you to do it on your own here. Let's give him thanks for the glorious gospel that we savor this morning, that we treasure. And may he ignite in our hearts a fire to spread that gospel to the ends of the earth. Jesus, thank you for coming, becoming one of us, so that you could pay our price in full. Thank you for transforming us and commissioning us to be your ambassadors. Help us to feel the weight of that responsibility and to lean into the Spirit who enables us to do what we cannot do. Live in us, live through us. Let your light shine out of these fractured earthen vessels to bring light to the world. We look back to the cross, we look forward to the day when we stand and see you face to face, accepted in your presence, and we worship you. His body broken for you, take and eat.